Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Just 31 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. And ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever on The Whole Show, brand new UNC Bears football coach Ed Lamb joining us. Pumped about this one. Susan and Cheryl love it. The live studio audience. Coach Lamb, thank you so much for giving us some time. I told you I was going to bug you to get you on the program soon. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks for following up. Glad to be with you.
Well, Coach, first off, you know, welcome to the area. And, you know, I loved your press conference last week. I thought that was very informative, of course. And it's a point where Bears fans are ready to see this. I know we're in December, but we're already ready to rock and roll and see what this looks like ultimately. But loved your press conference. That was a lot of fun last week.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed doing it. It's a chance to get the first messages out to the team and to the fans. And it's a special moment for me, too, just to acknowledge a change and the start of something new.
Okay, Coach. So what's this? What's it like right now? I mean, we always talk about it when coaches take over. You got to hit the ground running. I mean, it's moving to a new area. You know, you had talked about getting your new house set up and everything, but you're also right back at it. I mean, you're recruiting. You're talking to your current players, figuring out who makes sense going forward. I mean, it's probably just nonstop chaos for you at this point.
It is. I've got about 8 to 10 pages in a notebook right now, kind of a spiral leaf notebook, that each page is dedicated to some kind of process going on, whether it be recruiting or the logistics of moving away from one HR department and into another. There are staffing considerations. There are planning considerations for each of the aspects of the program, like strength and conditioning, academics, the training room. And each of these kind of separate entities have a whole different task list. So I'm just kind of bouncing back and forth right now. It's a lot of fun. I've got a lot of new energy for the new tasks.
Well, and that's what a lot of our listeners are already asking. You know, what, looking at the coaching staff first and foremost, and I know there's a couple of names that we've seen out there already, and I asked you at the press conference, you know, what that looks like as far as the current staff. Can we expect some of those guys? And I know at the time especially, and even now, you're still sorting through all those. Guys are re-interviewing, or there's already guys in your head that as soon as you took this job, you knew you were going to give them a call.
Right, exactly. I think everybody in our business, when you start thinking about being a head coach, you start to keep a list, whether it's on paper or mental. Mine's always been on paper. I've worked with a lot of different guys. I wish that I could give you some names, but there's a process that's outside of my hands as far as an official application through the university, and those hires that I would like to see happen have to be approved. And that's a pretty standard process. I don't think Northern Colorado's, you know, holding us back in any way that would be out of the ordinary. It's just a standard process that takes more days than, you know, whoever designed it wasn't a football coach. Let me say that.
Isn't that the case sometimes? I mean, yeah. My goodness, you look at stuff and you're like, who did this here? UNC football coach Ed Lamb joining us on the program. And Coach, I mean, you're no stranger to the Big Sky Conference. Of course, your experience at Southern Utah, you absolutely turned a football program around. And you correct me if I'm wrong, but Southern Utah perhaps has some of the same, you know, not the same facilities, but maybe some of the same issues going on, where you look at this and say, man, I like the challenge. I see what UNC is dealing with here, and I'm really confident that I can come in here and we can turn this around like we did at Southern Utah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, probably everybody in FCS can relate to, you know, budget constraints. And that's one thing that I take a lot of pride in, is just, you know, whatever the budget is, it is. I would like to see the university and the athletic department grow and the resources grow. But in the end, you know, to me, there's no success if we've got a group of coaches in different sports fighting over limited resource dollars. To me, you know, a rising tide raises all ships. And I think that football is one that can start the academic year off well with success and get the whole department excited. So I'm really keen on getting in, finding out what we've got resource-wise, and then making it work, whatever that is. And I think in that way, it's very similar to Southern Utah. There are other schools in the conference that have more money. But, you know, in the comparison game, you know, there's one school out of 130 in the country that has the most, and that's not necessarily who's going to be the most successful. So it's a battle that I enjoy fighting.
Coach, one of your messages to your team, to the players right off the bat, when you talked to the players, was much different than the one we talked about down south with Coach Prime. He's saying, go ahead and enter that portal. And I really loved what you had to say was, hey, guys, you know, we don't want to build through that. We want our guys here. There's talented players on this in this program, and we want you to take a strong look at us and sticking around. Can you talk to us a little bit more about the difference of message there and what that meant to you to lay it out like that to your team?
Sure, yeah. And I saw Coach Prime's press conference a couple of days before mine. And I think the thing that's most important for a head coach is just to be authentic and true to ourselves. And I really think that Coach Prime was doing that. And, you know, that's the way that he can best relate to players is by, you know, telling them that he's got, the most exciting or smartest coaches, and he's going to bring in the most exciting or most athletic players, and he's going to do it from all over the country. And I think that really is how he sees the game. It's just not how I see the game. I think that there is potential for growth and development in every person in the program. And to me, the fighting spirit that I want to develop inside of a team, it all has to do with the way that we treat each other. And I'm the leader of that. It starts with the way that I treat my staff, with the way that I treat my players. And I can't come in here and expect to develop a program like that, and then the first thing I do is get rid of a bunch of guys and I hardly even know what they've been coached in the past or how they play.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, too. And what you said, too, about relating to players, that's kind of the name of the game these days. Obviously, Coach, to get to where you are, you have to know football. You know the X's and O's. You know how to run a football program. But every single year, there just seems to be more and more changes to what we're seeing. NIL is at an all-time craziness factor. Transfer portals all over the place. But how do you navigate through that? I mean, I'm looking at it right now like, man, you got to recruit players, but you also have to bust your tail every single year to re-recruit players to try to convince those guys. So it was a never-ending job before. It seems like it's a never-ending job now.
It is, and that's where I really think that the authenticity and the true concern for not just the player's ability, but their potential and the fact that I'm committed to developing that potential, that's where I see is the opportunity in college football for those coaches who are willing to buy into that. I think, you know, you can do it with NIL, you can do it with transfer portal, you can do it with fancy locker rooms, but to me, just the way that I operate and the way that I see the world, all of those things don't matter as much as the people that are in our lives. I've seen guys in the fanciest locker rooms with the biggest NIL deals and the most talent fail. And I want to know why that happens. I've studied why that happens. And I've seen guys with very few or little or no recruiting, no other recruiting offers, no stars, be in small college places that have ascended to the top of the game and are playing in the NFL. And so to me, you know, what seems like everybody's looking at now, NIL dollars, fancy facilities, the ability to be ranked highly on 247 or Rivals and gather as many offers as we can around the country. I don't see a connection between that and success other than about five or six schools in the country.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, even we look at those and go, man, if it seems too good to be true, maybe it is. And just being a stabilizing force, which it sounds like that's the kind of coach you want to be, is what's going to stand tall at the end of the day as we progress through a lot of this. Coach, I know you've been asked about these guys too, but just a couple of names. And if you can't comment on them right now, that's totally fine. David Hogue, that's a big name that a lot of UNC Bears fans are asking about. Such a stud player, so many goals in front of him throughout the course of the year, but he gets hurt early on, so we were bummed to see that. But can you talk to us about some of those names, the Cassidy Woods, Jacob Sermon, David Hogue? How much can you tell us at this point?
Sure, yeah. I can just relate that David and Jacob have both reached out to me. We had good conversations. I was excited about their vision for Northern Colorado football. It really, you know, I'm the one that gets to come in and say, hey, here's our culture. Here's what we're doing moving forward. Here's how I operate. Jump on board. But I really am very interested in how the players want this team to shape up. And their leadership really and buy-in is going to be key to the whole aspect of whether we can get this program moving in the direction that I'd like to see it. And so I was, you know, I was excited just to hear from them. They took the initiative. They reached out. David was at the first team meeting and participated in that, asked some questions, showed some leadership, and Jacob had already finished up his finals and was back in his home state, but he reached out by phone and seems very excited about what's going forward. Overall, there are so many players that I still haven't had the chance to connect with personally and probably won't until we get rolling in January, but that's what I feel like I do best, and it won't be very long before I know each of these guys, their face and their name and their backgrounds and what their goals are.
UNC head coach Ed Lamb joining us on the program. Coach, we don't have to backtrack, but, you know, again, some of these players and a lot of people in this community, their concerns were that kind of, you know, hey, at the end of the day, we didn't have those one-on-one conversations. And that some of that can be hearsay. We're not here to get into that necessarily. But the community, too, wanted to see more, you know, more outreach and all of that kind of thing. And that's how you build support. What are your plans to do there as far as building up that support throughout this Northern Colorado, specifically this Greeley community?
Well, I believe in that. Yeah, thanks for the question. When I took my first head coaching job, it was a completely vertical move in my career. I didn't really research how the previous coach had done things and just kind of became aware over time that the way I intended to do things or the way I was doing things was different. In you know, and not better or worse, but just different. And so that was kind of a boost for me confidence wise and like, okay, well maybe if it's different and people seem to like it and respond to it, then maybe I have a chance to be successful. This time through, I'm very convicted about the way I want to run a program, the way I want to interact with players, the way I want to build a roster, my day to day operations and who I put around me from a staffing standpoint. So I'm super excited to get rolling, and a big part of that is, like you mentioned, being able to respond to what the community needs. And so not being here, I don't know exactly what our opportunities are to get coaches and players out to speak to the youth or to, you know, be involved in service. Sometimes it's just service that's necessary. I remember once in Cedar City, there was a major windstorm, and the golf course in the spring had just opened. It's a municipal golf course, and it had just opened, but just branches were littered all over the course everywhere. And somebody mentioned it to me, and I thought, you know what, that'd be a great thing for the team to just go over there with 100 guys. We can walk that course, get a nice Saturday morning walk in, clear out a bunch of branches, and make a lot of people that like sports happy about what we do. And so that was just one opportunity, but as many things as we can do to get behind the community, show them that we support the community and we would like to see their support back, I think that in the end pays dividends.
I think that's exactly what folks want to hear, Coach. And that, I love that story, too. I mean, you could knock that out pretty quickly there. And I might join you next year if you do that, because I'm not supposed to be on a golf course for golfing. I mean, it's just so bad. So if you need help cleaning up, man, I'm your guy.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll call on you.
Hey, Coach, last one for you. You must be watching games with my father-in-law, because you said, hey, stop talking about running up the middle. I'm going to run up the middle. Don't bring that up. I'm going to run the ball up the gut.
Yeah, well, I think it's important. We talk about making the defense defend every inch of the field, and so, you know, a lot of people say that, but then don't necessarily do it. And being a defensive guy, I know that, you know, if you're not testing every area of the field, pretty soon a smart defensive coordinator is going to start to deploy their resources where you attack, where your tendencies are. And so I think it is really important. You know, one thing that I didn't mention because it was half, you know, tongue in cheek and in jest is, you have to be successful and efficient in all of the areas that you're trying to attack. So hopefully those runs up the middle get a lot of cheers and excitement because they're working.
Yeah, no question about it, Coach. And I'm really looking forward to getting to know you on this program, getting to know more about your philosophy. And if you need anything from us, you know, us being the flagship station for the Bears, you just let us know. We love getting the word out about the University of Northern Colorado.
Well, thank you. I think you're already doing it. I appreciate the chance to get on with you today.
All right, my friend. Well, we'll talk soon. If the golf course cleanup thing's happening, you know, give me a buzz. I'm there for you, Coach.
Count on it. Thank you.
UNC head coach Ed Lamb. And, you know, again, that's just one example of trying to get out in the community, and that's what you got to do as a coach, as a UNC head coach, as any coach, really, is come up with those plans and, you know, I'm kind of excited to see what he's made of. 11:46 the time on, Joe. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.